This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I'm going to be a Democratic candidate for president. Everybody else is in the race, so I might as well add my 2 cents in there. And right? I mean, we've got two more in today. There'll be 24 before too long. Here's what I would do if I'm a Democrat, and if you are a Democrat, and you will partake in the effort to decide who would be the best nominee to run against Donald Trump. See if you think this is something that would get your engines going. I would say, okay, look, there's 24 people that all hate Donald Trump, that all think he is, evil and the Antichrist and everything else. They mock everything about him. They think he's done nothing that's good. So I'll let those 24 do that. I'm going to actually tell you what I would do and tell you what I think we ought to do. I wish somebody would be an adult out of that 24 and say, you know what, let's just talk about where we're different, where we think we have a better way, and the American people get to decide whether Donald Trump is president or not, November of 2020. They'll decide. You're not going to decide. They're going to decide. Now, I think the problem with doing that is you'd get eaten alive by the crazy crowd. And trust me, there is a crazy crowd and a very loud, proud crazy crowd within the liberal, progressive, slash democratic wing. The kind of people that, did you see this? They flooded the offices of the lawyers that have been hired by the ICE union. So Democrats now don't even like unions if they represent law enforcement that they don't agree with. Immigration and customs enforcement. You're kidding me? They're anarchists. They've absolutely lost it. And I don't see any quote-unquote run-of-the-mill, typical Democrats going, that's stupid, that's crazy. This woman from Hawaii yesterday, this senator from Hawaii, questioning Bill Barr, the attorney general. The lack of decorum, the lack of, respect. Look, Donald Trump is brash. Donald Trump, you are not going to struggle to know what he thinks. And I think he's the most transparent president ever. Don't forget, in this entire ordeal over the Russia collusion and obstruction, Donald Trump told his people, go testify. We have nothing to hide. Donald Trump answered questions, was careful not to, give them any precedent they could use in the future against the executive branch, but said, I'll answer any question you want. I mean, he sent his White House counsel, someone that could have exerted executive privilege, to say, I can't go tell you about my conversations with the president. I'm his attorney. That's basic common sense. No. I mean, so there was full transparency, full disclosure on all of it. Now, they don't like the outcome. I get it. They hung their hat on the Holy Grail. For how long? There was going to be collusion. There was going to be obstruction. People were going to go to jail. It's going to be bad. Oh, Don Jr. is going to jail. Oh, the president's going to jail. Oh, Jared Kushner is going to jail. None of it happened. So when that's the case, what do you got to do? You just got to, go there. But I've never seen Donald Trump treat somebody with this level of disrespect in the middle of a conversation eyeball to eyeball, just sitting there saying, okay, I need to get information out of this person. This is today's Democratic Party, Senator Mizzou, is that how you're saying it? From Hawaii. Roll that, Kevin. The Ice Queen. Play the Ice Queen. Morono, thank you. Yes.
Or Kellyanne Conway or any of the other people who sacrificed their once decent reputation for the grifter and liar who sits in the Oval Office. You once turned down a job offer from Donald Trump to represent him as his private attorney. At your confirmation hearing, you told Senator Feinstein that, quote, the job of attorney general is not the same as representing, end quote, the president.
He would know that.
So you know the difference, yeah. But you've chosen to be the president's lawyer and side with him.
Side with him.
In the interest of the American people.
How about the facts, lady?
To start with, you should never have been involved in supervising the Robert Mueller investigation.
Oh.
You wrote a 19-page unsolicited memo, which you admit was not based on any facts, attacking the premise of half of the investigation. And you also should have insisted that Deputy Attorney General Rob Rosenstein recuse himself. He wasn't just a witness to some of the president's obstructive behavior. We now know he was in frequent personal contact with the president, a subject of the investigation. You should have left it to career officials.
Yeah.
Then, once the report was delivered by the special counsel, you delayed its release for more than 2 weeks.
Really want to listen to 5 minutes
of her? The president's personal lawyers look at it before you even deigned to let Congress or the public see it. During the time you substituted your own political judgment for the special counsel's legal conclusions in a 4-page letter to Congress. And now we know, thanks to a free press, that Mr. Mueller wrote you a letter objecting to your so-called summary. When you called Mueller to discuss his letter, the reports are that he thought your summary was giving the press, Congress, and the public a misleading impression of his work. He asked you to release the report summaries to correct the misimpression you created, but you refused. When you finally did decide to release the report,
I can't take any more of this. I can't.
She's fast forward. She's
just you know, major religion.
Yeah. Dripping with
still going.
Just how much
led to the
still going.
She knows more than he does.
The best part of that, though, is at the very end when he answers her. Listen to what he says.
America deserves better. You should resign. I have some questions for you. Is the White House exerting any influence
Finally.
On your decision whether to allow Special Counsel Mueller to testify in Congress and when?
No.
Oh, wow. That lead up to that? Wow.
After 5 minutes of attacking the guy.
You're a liar. You're a liar. Do we have Lindsey Graham at the end of that?
Isn't the ratio supposed to be the other way around where the answer is like 20 times longer than the question? Talking about wasting time.
Is that okay?
When did he offer a pardon to someone?
I think you know what I'm talking about. Please.
Please,
Mr. Attorney General, you know, give us some credit for knowing what the hell is going on around here with you.
Not really.
Not really.
To this line of questioning.
So
listen, you've slandered this man.
Yeah, what I sort of want to know is how do we get to this point? Yeah.
I do not think that
how do we get to the point
anyone?
All I can say,
Mr. Chairman, I am done. Thank you very much.
And you slandered this man from top to bottom. So if you want more of this, you're not going to get it. If you want to ask him questions, you can't.
Certainly have your opinion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I'm done. Yeah, you're done, all right.
Yeah, no kidding.
That was in the U.S. Senate yesterday. Today in the House Judiciary Committee, remember a while ago, the Attorney General Barr said, I'll voluntarily testify. Nobody had to force him to come up. He said, I'll come testify. Did yesterday in the Senate. Today he's supposed to be in the House. After he volunteered to testify, then Jerry Nadler, a liberal Democrat from New York, who can be as big a jerk as he wants to be, can be as liberal as he wants to be, and continually get reelected, so he has no reason to compromise or work with anybody or be reasonable. They're jerks. Same thing with Miss Hawaii.
Hirono.
The charming senator from Hawaii. It doesn't matter. They don't care. So today, what do? After Barr says, I'll come testify, House and Senate, yesterday was the Senate, today is the House, Barr says, here's the deal. I want to add an hour, and we're going to have the attorneys and the staff ask questions instead of the members. Now, why does he want to do that? I believe he wants to do that because that's what happens when you have impeachment. They want to have impeachment without saying impeachment. They want the visual of this. They want to carry this on. It's all a game. So today, they get there and act as if Barr is going to be there when you know he's not, because he said, look, I'm not doing that. I'm not accepting. I will come and answer every question of every member for as long as you want. That's it. No, we got to ask for more. Now, I believe that Jerry Nadler asked for more because he knows he's not going to get it, so he can say, let's do a subpoena. I'm going to hold you in contempt. It's all political games, and I am so sick of it. Are you sick of it? So they have an empty chair up there today with his nameplate on the table. You know, pure theatrics like you do in some city council debate, or, you know, I take it back, a junior high, you know, student council kind of shtick. All right, didn't show up to take any questions from the students. Look at that guy. He's running scared. Oh, my Lord. I don't know. I worry for the future of the country when I see people this petty, this shallow, this mean, this so disconnected from anything that matters to the American public.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Dan Mockerbradick. As farmers prepare for another growing season, give your diesel some thought with a few helpful tips. First, tank maintenance is important. Water is the number one cause of diesel problems, leading to tank corrosion, bacteria, fungus, and icing in cold temperatures. Check your tanks for water before you get started. If water is found, have it removed. Keep caps tight and regularly check for leaks. Keep your tank full to prevent excess air, which can lead to condensation and fuel degeneration. Second, take advantage of biodiesel, made from soybeans and other plant oils. It provides lubricity, higher cetane, and it's renewable. Biodiesel blends from up to 20% can be used in any diesel engine. Ask for a B20 blend on your next on-farm fuel delivery. For questions about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You do what you do when you need that diesel truck, tractor, pickup running, right? Tough to do it when it's out of commission, not running right. Instead of taking your vehicle to a regular auto shop for repairs, bring it to a service center that specializes in diesel vehicles. That's DAC Diesel. Bismarck, North Dakota. You can count on the expertise of the mechanics there to fix up your diesel vehicle in no time. CJ, who we talk to regularly on the program, the owner, grew up around auto repair, working specifically on diesel vehicles. So he's got 20-plus years of experience at every job, constantly learning, too, so they can provide the most efficient service to their clients. Check them on Bismarck. Folks are bringing their semi-trucks, pickup trucks, tractors, diesel from all over for a repair that it's a little extra torque. It's one that's not running, whatever it takes. Call them, 701-258-5011, or go online to DACDiesel.com. 701-258-5011, DACDiesel.com. Today is the National Day of Prayer. The president is hosting an event at this hour at the White House. Tom Campbell, senator, former senator from Grafton, and former candidate for Senate and House in North Dakota, is emceeing today's prayer breakfast in Bismarck. Wish I was there. I'm on the other end of the state, but there's a lot of different events going on today. So, you know, I am very frustrated with the state of government on so many levels. And there are so many obvious things that need to be done and fixed that would have a dramatic impact on your life. You know, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama had signature health care plans that have been a disaster for the American public. While 2 or 3% of folks got some help from Obamacare, vast majority lost health care. So way more pain than there was gain. So that didn't work. It was a bust. Protecting our border is something we all believe we got to do. And I'm telling you, we have a swamp. We have a bureaucracy that is doing everything in its power to stop Donald Trump in trying to do what he said he's going to do. We have people in government that hate America. Minnesota, NDSU, alum, Ilhan Omar being a prime example, saying just yesterday that the U.S. is to blame for the turmoil in Venezuela. The policies of the Trump administration kind of helped lead to devastation, she said. What?
Listen, the woman who used the phrase, some people did some things. Yeah, so we take her
about 9/11. Yep.
Yeah. About 9/11,
We're to blame for, you know, the devastation in Venezuela. And, you know, some people did some things, but we've gone way too far.
And Somalia. Don't forget the Black Hawk Down.
Oh.
Yeah.
Some people did some things.
So there is one answer that I promise you has the most opportunity to fix the mess, and it is coincidentally the National Day of Prayer. So just pray. It's really crazy. Hope you can take in some of those events. Somebody says to make your day worse, former Senator Heitkamp will be speaking at the UND commencement. Yeah, that doesn't really make my day worse. The fact that liberal senators are speaking at their alma maters is pretty much the star. You know, that's par for the course, right? Yeah.
But Josh Duhamel's going to get his degree, so, you know, just kind of peek around the corner, and when he gets on, then go ahead and run up.
Yeah, the most disturbing thing that I cannot mention Heidi Heitkamp and UND and not hear the voices of people in my ear who told me directly how they were treated by student Heidi Heitkamp because of their service in the Vietnam War.
That
sickens me to my core. That isn't something I'd give somebody an honorary degree for. Nor the honor of speaking at commencement. But liberals and college campuses are one and the same, ladies and gentlemen. Most college campuses, one and the same. You know, you can invite liberals in by the dozen. You invite a conservative in, and it's a protest. Therein lies a big problem with higher education, especially public universities in this country. Not good. Texter says, good morning, Scott. By the way, I haven't said the numbers. I need to say the numbers because I know there's people listening that want to agree or disagree or tell us what's on their mind. 701-258-0550. 800-228-0550. We are sitting down later today with Governor Doug Burgum. That will air tomorrow on the program. Senator Kevin Cramer will also be here for his hour-long talk radio town hall. And if you have a question for the governor, here's what I'd like you to do. Jot this number down. Call this number. Leave your question. 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. I hope you can remember that last part, okay? That's when it all started, this great American experiment. This too shall pass, folks. 855-200-1776. If you press extension 2, you can leave a message for the governor. Okay, texter. Good morning, Scott. After that dog and pony show of a hearing, I would love to see a few more names added to the list of people to be investigated. Teach the Democrats some respect. See, the meaner they are, the better they do with their base. This is a big problem. I've come to believe, actually, that the gerrymandering of these districts is the biggest problem. Look at every Democrat that is this hateful, vile Democrat. Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Jerry Nadler, what's the intelligence guy's name? The leaker. Schiff, right? And then go right down the line. They're all in districts, California, New York. They didn't matter what they say. They could go to a National Day of Prayer event, get up on the podium and swear like a sailor, and they'd get reelected. It doesn't matter. So what incentive is there to work with anybody? Tony's on the road. Tony, what's on your number, yes. on your mind?
Hey there, Scott. I got to give a shout-out to some kids. Max, North Dakota, they're out cleaning the ditches. When you drive by, they wave to you like they're enjoying it. On both sides of Highway 83, man, I love seeing that stuff, man. That just brought chills. I go, these kids are waving and having a good time, cleaning up everybody else's mess from over the winter. It's just great. Max, North Dakota, just right north of town.
I love it. I love it. You don't know where the kids are from, do you?
Max, they got it because they goes up to the county line, I would imagine. They started at the county line, and that's Ward County, and they're going south. They got to be from Max.
It's
just got to give a shout-out to those kids and supervisors out there. Hey, they wave when you drive by. I just like, whoa, they're actually enjoying themselves, you know.
That's so awesome. Great story, Tony. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for calling.
Absolutely.
When you see something, say something. And this is the place to say it so everybody can hear it all across the Northern Plains.
Need more of that, too. Litter everywhere.
Speaking of students, we have a student on next in Bismarck Legacy High School. Sophomore Nick Mather is his name. And he is the state champion science Olympiad. How about that? In other words, wicked smart. We're going to chat with Nick here coming up in a little bit. J.P. Martin from the National Weather Service is going to tell us that it will be summer soon. Trust us. And then we'll talk about some ag wins at the legislative session. All coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Hey, friends, it's Matt the Pizza Guy for Pizza Corner Pizza. For many years, the Pizza Corner Pizza fundraising program has benefited local schools, sports teams, and other nonprofit groups throughout much of North Dakota. Customers have stuffed their freezers full of Pizza Corner Pizzas to help support their family, friends, or neighbors. Well, I'm happy to let you know that the fundraising program is still going strong and is available for your group or organization. Visit www.pizzacornerpizzafundraising.com for more details. Call today and partner with Pizza Corner Pizza and our fundraising program.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Attorney General Bill Barr, a no-show to a U.S. House hearing on Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report on the Russia investigation. And now the Democratic chairman of the Judiciary Panel, Jerry Nadler, is threatening to hold Barr in contempt of Congress. Barr refusing to testify because Democrats were requiring that he answer the questions of staff lawyers as well as members on the committee. Republicans on the panel lashing out at Democrats, especially Chairman Jerry Nadler for that, and Republican Doug Collins says it's just one example of minority voices on the committee being silenced by Nadler.
The question that bothered me the most yesterday is we got time, we got to get on to another bill. Timing does not trump minority rights, and there's not a member on this dais that should say it's not. And freshman members or anybody else who's here for the first time, that's not how this committee works.
The number of Americans filing first-time jobless claims last week, essentially unchanged, says the government. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 28 before the top of the hour, brought to you in part today by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons, where today, all across the upper Midwest, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, folks from H.A. Thompson & Sons will do what they've been doing since 1908. How about that for high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services? Not only in Bismarck where they started, but all across the region now, including that Link service contract, where you get cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements so you have a steady bottom line. You know the number right there. It stays right there, and they do all the work for buildings and business owners throughout the region. About 600 of them now. They're maintaining the mechanical heating and cooling systems, factories, manufacturing plants, and maybe you're next. Find out. HATandSons.com, 701-223-3393. Saving you money. Well, I want to talk a little bit about a group of students. We just had a great call from a listener who saw some students and Max out cleaning the roadway and waving and being happy about it. And I was thinking about our next chat with one of the students from the Legacy High School Science Olympiad team that have been working really hard this year, and it's paid off. They just placed the first in the State Science Olympiad Championship. And now they've been invited to compete in the National Science Olympiad Tournament, which Cornell hosts. So we're talking a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for some youngsters to compete at this level. June 1st, they'd compete with 60 other high school teams on a wide variety of earth science, life science, chemistry, physics, technology, and engineering topics. And in order to attend the national tournament, they have to raise a few bucks because they got a team of 20 students. So they have about $20,000 that they need to and expenses that they need to cover. So in a moment, I'll tell you a little bit about the GoFundMe effort that they're undertaking to get there. In the meantime, I want you to meet one of the members of the team. You know, we talk about the value of math and science all the time when it comes to education, right? And a lot of us say STEM education is how you take today's high school students and prepare them for the workforce in the future. So, you know, I don't know much about math, but I think you're going to be amazed today what students are learning in programs like this, because our guest, Nick Mathern, and his teammates have studied up to 10 hours some days. 10 hours of studying. Study meetings before school, during school, after school, later at night, study sessions at teammates' houses. I mean, they are immersing themselves in math and science, which is fantastic. You know, it's the future. If we can get kids excited about this. So Nick Mathern joins us to talk a little bit about it today. Nick, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Good. Nick is a sophomore at Bismarck Legacy High School. Congratulations to you and the whole team.
Hey, thank you.
Has this been fun or is this work?
Oh, man, it's been amazing. I mean, obviously we put a lot of work in, but it's all paid off. You know, we all wanted to win, but you never really expect to win till the day of, and then you realize that you won, and it's kind of like, wow, this is all worth it, all the time we put in and everything.
And so the prep is for ultimately the state championship, right? Tell us a little bit about just, how you do this. You got, how many members of your group?
Yeah, so we have about a team of 20, but 15 compete on a regional or state team or national team. And so first comes regionals. So we're studying for that from October till March. And then if you take top three at regionals, you qualify for state and get to compete at NDSU.
And that's where you guys won the state prize, and now it's on to the national.
Yeah.
Now, have you always liked, the STEM subject? Has this always been a point of curiosity for you?
Oh, yeah. I've always loved math and science, and ever since STEM was a class in middle school, I took it. And I've been in Science Olympiad for about 5 years. So,
what do you like best about it? How does it, because you got to love it, right? I mean, I'm looking at all that study time you're taking and all the extra time beyond your regular things. This has got to be, as you say, it's amazing, but to be amazing is a lot of work, and you got to have a lot of love for it to put that much time into.
Uh-huh.
So what attracts you to it?
I'd say the best part overall is just being able to, be on an amazing team. You can do well in your events, but you're not going to win unless the entire team does well. So, I can study as much for my events, but I also have to make sure everybody else is studying for their events too, and so we can all do well instead of just one or two people.
Now, there's a number of events in the State Science Olympiad, right?
Yeah. There are 22 events this year.
Okay, and Legacy, the champs this year, so how many of those did you place in?
We placed in 16 events.
Unbelievable. That's a pretty good record. Yeah, and you took first place in the Fermi questions. What is Fermi?
So Fermi is basically just an estimation event. So, for example, how many ping pong balls you can fit in the sun. And you don't have to be right. You just have to be close.
So wow. So Fermi is estimation. You're estimating. Somebody's throwing something at you, and then you've got to do you've got to say, well, okay, the size of a ping pong ball is X, and the size of the sun is Y, so you're doing some quick math, basically.
Correct.
Wow. This is just last week, by the way. This just happened. And then we mentioned the June 1 event is coming up. So would you be okay if I asked you a couple of really kind of crazy questions, and you tell me the answer as quick as you can?
Yeah, I can try that.
Okay. So I have some Fermi experts. Kevin, thank you very much for being the Fermi expert here. And the Fermi experts have helped me come up with a few questions that should be in the realm of where you're going here, okay? How many people would it take to equal the mass of the sun? We'll give you some time. Don't rush. How many people would it take to equal...
Do you want me to break it down for you? Just want an answer.
Oh, you can break it down.
Oh, okay. So the mass of the sun is 2 times 10 to the 30 kilograms, and the mass of the average human is 6 times 10 to the first kilograms. So you just divide one by the other, and 230 divided by 61. Oof, let me think here. 3.
This is why we have the Jeopardy music, see?
It's about 3 times 10 to the 28th.
3 times 10 to the 28th.
Yeah.
I got lost back on kilograms. So I don't know.
I think he's right.
And so I don't know the exact mass of the sun to the nearest decimal place, and I don't know the exact mass of the average human, but I know the mass of the sun rounded and the mass of an average human rounded, so I can use those to get an estimate of how many humans could it take to equal the mass of the sun.
And that's what Fermi is.
Yeah,
and so somebody judges, they know the answers to, again, the pieces, and they're going to say, yep, you got it right. Unbelievable. Okay, that was pretty good.
How many quarts in a gallon?
how many quarts in a gallon? I believe four.
Yeah, you know, that one we could get. All right, I'm going to go a little tougher than Kevin. How many stacked pieces of paper would it take to reach the top of the North Dakota State Capitol building?
Okay, so I don't know the exact height of the Capitol in meters, but the width of a piece of paper is 5 × 10⁵ meters. And I think the Capitol's probably, I think it's 18 or 19 stories high. And so, 180 feet, 5 by 3, it's like 60, 70 meters maybe. And so you just take that 61 divided by 5b-5. And, okay, let me think here.
5b-5. I don't recall that coming up in my math class, 5b-5.
Wow, awesome, dude.
Wow, unbelievable.
So, I mean, the way everybody else learns it is probably just decimal places, so like 0.00001, but that takes a lot more to write out than just putting e-5.
I'm going to trust you on this, Nick. I think you
he's right again.
Yeah, I do too, yeah. Did you figure out how many stacked pieces of paper? And I like how quick he knew the answer to how thick the stacked pieces of paper were. Huh?
Well, wow. That's actually, for the event, it's really hard to study for it, but the way I've come up with is just memorizing as many things as I possibly can. So, like, the distance to the moon, the volume of an Olympic swimming pool, stuff like that, just so I can use those to find answers like this one.
Yeah, and get you there a little quicker. Okay, mm-hmm. so one more here. How many tennis balls would fit inside an Olympic-sized swimming pool?
Okay,
it's a nice visual. Sorry, go ahead. I don't mean to interrupt your math.
No, you're good. So the volume of an Olympic swimming pool is around 3 × 10³ cubic meters, or 3,000 cubic meters. And the volume of a tennis ball is about 1 × 10⁴. So we just divide one by the other, 3e³ divided by 1e⁴, and that's about 3e⁷. So around 30 million tennis balls.
No kidding. Holy buckets. Yeah. I'd love to see that happen.
I think he's right.
Yeah, I do too. Kevin's been doing the quick Fermi fact checker, and he's confirmed, Nick, that you are one wicked smart guy.
My head almost exploded, actually.
Unbelievable. Yeah, that's is that fun, what you just did there? Is that just, you know, to be able to do that?
Yeah, I think it's fun. It's definitely something that's really hard at first. But after, you know, like, you do 10, 20, 100 problems, you kind of get used to it. And then you can start doing them on in your head. Some of the really big ones, like you're at competition, you know, like when it involves masses of certain stars or distances of galaxies and stuff like that, you have to do pencil and paper because the math's just too hard to do in your head. But then when it comes down to, like, smaller stuff, like on the planet, it's you can do in your head.
Wow. Do you know what you want to do with all this great knowledge?
I don't know. I've kind of been deciding between engineering and computer science for a while.
I can hardly wait. This is exactly what we need, folks. I mean, when kids are this excited about things like this, and these disciplines are so badly needed in the workforce in so many areas, and you look how technological the world's going, it's incredible. And the Science Olympiad champions for the state, Legacy High School. By the way, we want to help them out because they've got to get about 20 kids to this national tournament. Any amount you can give would be helpful. They're trying to raise about $900 for each of the 17 students for room and board, food, event costs, transportation to, from, during, you know, obviously the team unis and the whole works. So you can go to where's the GoFundMe page on this? Is it LHS Science Olympiad? Is that what it is?
Yep, that's right.
All right, so LHS for Legacy High School Science Olympiad. Or you can send a check to LHS Science Olympiad, 3400 East Calgary Avenue, Bismarck, North Dakota, 58503. Hey, Nick, thanks for sharing a little bit of the story today. Congratulations to you and your teammates, and good luck at the national tournament. We'll be following your progress, okay?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Nick Mather, what a neat story. And congrats, by the way, to all these students. I got a photo of them here. It's like a happy bunch. Way to go, and we hope can raise a few bucks for them. I'll give you that address again.
Here's what's in the news. At the University of North Dakota, UND President Mark Kennedy says it's about more than retention rates. While they're up, there's a bigger picture here.
Our focus is not just the freshman retention rate, but the sophomore retention rate and the junior retention rate and the senior retention rate. Because getting them to sophomore year isn't the goal. Getting them a degree in their hands. Average college graduate gets $1 million more lifetime earning than somebody that doesn't have a college grad.
Leaders in action at the University of North Dakota. Find out more at und.edu.
Hey, it's Scott Hinnon here. I read a great book recently. I'd love to tell you about it. Puppies, Lambs, Bunnies, and Motorcycles. When I found out it was all about growing up on a farm in the Midwest, I thought, this might be a good read. It's not a good read. It's a great read. One of the 5-star reviews on Amazon said it reads like Tom Sawyer, and I couldn't agree more. Puppies, Lambs, Bunnies, and Motorcycles by Dwight Hinkle. A childhood memoir about hard work and achieving your dreams. Order online at Amazon. Makes a great gift for anyone in the family. Order your copy today.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer and see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Find out more at secureenergyfuture.org. Do you like affordable energy? I do too. It's a big deal. Matter of jobs or no jobs. Matter of layoffs or no layoffs. Pretty darn important. Cost of electricity goes up. The cost of everything goes up, including doing business. Probably the big one. And reliable energy is kind of important too. I don't know about you, but it gets a little hot here. You know, one or two days a year, and cold about, you know, 200-300 days a year. But, wait a minute, there's only 300. That's close. Anyway, Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org. SecureEnergyFuture.org. I told you I'd read the address again to help out our friends at Legacy High School with their Science Olympiad trip to the national tournament. $900 each. This is tough stuff, you know, when you get these extracurriculars and having to, you know, you win and you got to get there, right? So anyway, $900 each for each of the 17 students going. And that's the transportation to get in there, the actual cost of the event, the food, the room, the board, the team shirts and all that. $900 each. And so there's a GoFundMe page, LHS for Legacy High School, LHS Science Olympiad, or you can send a check to the school, LHS Science Olympiad, 3400 East Calgary Avenue, Bismarck, North Dakota, 58503. Texter asked me to tell you a little bit about some jobs they heard about in Watford City, speaking of jobs. Well, I talk about that often because they have some beautiful new schools and more on the way and on the drawing board, and they just keep growing. You know, the enrollment growth, you look at the last 5 years, and then you look at the projected growth, it's just incredible. So they need teachers. They're hiring right now, McKenzie County Public School District. Go to the district website, Watford City. It's watford-city.k12.nd.us. Find out about the benefits they offer and also just more about what's happening. A lot going on. So thank you for asking. Appreciate it. Happy to know that you're listening and hearing us. 9 before the top of the hour. Got a little time here, 258-0550-701, 258-0550. I came to the microphone today. I came actually from about the time of the hearings yesterday to how that played out, and then this morning at 8 o'clock watching the farce in the House Judiciary Committee. I mean, you want to know about a farce? You got one member of Congress, some joker by the name of Steve Cohen, who he's a joker. He brings a bucket of chicken. And, you know, for Bill Barr not showing up, chicken, bark, 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 bark. Okay, then there's an empty chair. Remember, that's about as childish as you can get. And then somebody puts a chicken up on above where his nameplate is, where it says the Honorable William Barr. All for theater. It's all about theater. Anyway, you know that from my opening comments today that all of that frustrates me, and I am just sick of it. I really am. I'm just like, this is just a petty, stupid game, and nobody is proposing things, taking the time and energy, the majority of it, in the Congress towards things that actually make a difference in people's lives. Fix things. Go. They're doing this stuff, stupid stuff. Stunting.
But well, how's it not bullying to say, oh, he's afraid. It's a bullying tactic.
It's childish. They just want to keep this narrative going. I don't know anybody that doesn't hate Donald Trump already that's going to hate him, because there's plenty of people that hate him. So in my mind, that's up to the American people. You hoped Bill Barr would do it. You got 2 years of leverage out of it. Two of the 4 years of the first term for President Trump, you use on a nothing burger. You know, take a victory lap. And meanwhile, November, 1 year from November, they'll decide whether he's there or not. Meanwhile, stop it. I get you hate him. I get most of your base hates him. Tell me something I don't know. Anyway, all of that frustrating, yours truly, and some in our audience. And then I remember that I didn't remember, actually. I knew this a few days ago, but I'd forgotten this morning that today was the National Day of Prayer. Events in all across the state today.
So pray for those people.
At the White House. Exactly right. So I'm just praying that away. All things are possible, Todd. So maybe they'll exactly. Find a way, somehow, some way. And then we get a call from somebody that's outside Max. And the kids are cleaning up and having a grand time and not complaining about it and waving to the motorists coming by. And then we talk to a sophomore at Legacy High School who's wicked smart, using his talents along with his teammates to win a state Olympiad award for the school and going on to the national campaign. So there's my lesson. Look for it. Look for the good stuff. Look for the good stuff. There's plenty of it there. Yes, there's bad. Yes, there's, that'll never go away. Nothing new under the sun. Texter says, Scott, I'll never understand this politician that spends millions of dollars to get a job with a 17% approval rating. Think about this. Every 100 people they walk by on the street, 17 of them think you're a kind of dirtball. Mind-boggling. Most people care about their reputation. 17 out of 100 think they're okay. Only 17 out of 100 think they're okay. Yeah, it's bad. Scott, I farm along Highway 83 by Max, and it really disgusts me the amount of garbage in the fields and ditches from people that throw stuff out while driving by. Thank you for helping the kids out.
Hey, Governor Burgum has signed the remaining bills for the session, just breaking now.
Got it. More on that coming up. He'll join us tomorrow on the program, by the way. Grant and Bismarck, you're up next.
For a few years, you've heard me talking about Every Day Made Better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically, but as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life, and this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Timeshares, what do you think of when you hear that? For many people, all they hear is the constant reminder of how they were misled, lied to, and pressured into buying one of these financial nightmares. This is Steve Sanchez, and if you have a timeshare that you want out of, Wesley Financial Group, the leading timeshare cancellations company, can help you do just that, guaranteed. Founded by Chuck McDell, a pioneer in this industry who successfully went to federal court against the timeshare giant to help you get out of the prison sentence you're serving from the endless lifelong maintenance fees, Wesley Financial Group wants you to know that you're not alone in your battle, and their high ratings with the Better Business Bureau and endless testimonials from millions of dollars they have successfully eliminated from timeshare debt from people just like you makes them the obvious choice to cancel your timeshare. Did I mention their guarantee? Well, it's in writing, and they get the job done on time or you get 100% of your money back. Call now for their free information kit at 1-800-501-6100. 1-800-501-6100 or visit them at timesharecancellations.com.